Let's get more now on that decision to provide free hormone replacement therapy to women who need it. Dr. Deirdre Lundy is clinical lead at the Complex Menopause Clinic in the National Maternity Hospital in Dublin. She joins us on the line. Good afternoon.
Hi, Rachel.
As you understand it, how will this scheme work?
Yeah, it actually looks quite reasonable. It won't include the consultation costs for patients who don't have a medical card. So when you attend your GP, you'll still have to pay to talk about menopause, to talk about your options. But the hope is that when you go to the pharmacy from the 1st of January, the majority of the products that we use for standard menopausal care will be free of charge. So that's a huge move forward. There are people who really desperately need comfort and relief and support, especially the younger cohort of females, but may struggle to pay for it. So that'll take that one hurdle away from them, thankfully.
And in your experience, are there women at the moment who are reluctant to take HRT simply because of the price?
Not normally. I mean, that's a real generalization, because on average, the typical menopausal patient is in their later 30s, mid-40s, 50s, they generally have wages. They are employed, unlike, say, with the free contraception, where a lot of people were in education. They were students or unemployed or whatever. But I think the big difficulty is the more expensive products tend, and this is a generalization, to be more expensive than the older fashion products. So if you meet somebody who definitely is a candidate for HRT, but should probably avoid oral estrogen and should be on a patch or a spray or one of the gels, that's going to double or triple their cost. So now all of that won't be a consideration anymore, as we'll be able to provide generally. Mm-hmm. There will be a few exceptions. There are things that are not currently licensed for use in the Republic of Ireland, although they're licensed in other countries and we use them all the time in an off-label capacity. I'm not too sure whether they'll be covered or not, but they're open to discussion. Like, I find the department very, very interested in hearing from prescribers to do the best for the populace.
Just one other thing. There was an article in The Lancet earlier in the year asking whether menopause was in danger of becoming over-medicalised. Now, I know there was quite a bit of backlash to that as well.
Yeah.
But do you have any concerns in that regard?
No, not in the least. I mean, that was Martha. We love Martha. She's a professor in Australia. Martha, and she's not completely wrong in that there does seem to be a bit of an industry growing up around the whole concept of menopause. You know, as you know, there's products in the health food shops and the supermarks and the clothing section of Marks and Spencers that are all put the word menopause in front of it in the hopes of making extra money. But I think if you've worked in the service as long as I have and you've met people whose need is as great as I have, it is very much a medical condition and very much needs somebody who can prescribe or advise or look into options to optimize not only quality of life, but longevity at this time.
Well, listen, many thanks indeed for talking to us this afternoon. That was Dr. Deirdre Lundy.